He watches your fantasy games for you. He's here to help you crush your leagues, baby. Finally, somebody who knows what the hell they're talking about on this podcast. Oh, yeah. When you want straight talk about Bene Agbayani and Prince of Muka Maka 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 Maka. Welcome to the show, Fantasy Baseball Today. Here we go. Herc, what the heck are you so happy about all the time?
You know, and this is, he's right about this, because actually I'm a little bit disappointed today.
Yeah, we could tell.
You know why?
All those cartwheels you were doing earlier.
Adam, no offense to Adam, one of the best podcast hosts in the business, right?
He's the best podcast host in this room.
In the building.
In the building, right. Yeah. But after watching a dinosaur throw out the first pitch yesterday, I was kind of hoping a dinosaur would host the podcast today.
Yeah, I didn't connect those dots, but that is disappointing.
A dinosaur threw out the first pitch yesterday?
You didn't know?
At Petco Park.
Oh my gosh, it's the greatest thing that ever happened.
Right. And then Jamie said to me, they should have just used Chase Headley. It's the only thing he'd be good for, right? Yeah.
So I think we have to settle for calling Adam Podcasaurus Adam today.
Sure. Why not?
Herc, that is like the weakest thing you've ever come with.
Come on, man.
What did you say?
He's so tired. Look at this. He's tired. He's hungry.
No, I'm all right.
Podcasaurus Adam.
That's just awful.
I hope not one of our listeners like puts Adam's head on a dinosaur and sends like, you know, everyone.
That'll happen.
Like, yeah. Yes.
But Podcasaurus Adam is terrible. Okay, let's get to the show. Watch FBT, Fantasy Baseball Today, our live show at noon Eastern Time. If you missed it yesterday, John Heyman said that Alex Wood could be the guy who goes to the bullpen to give the Braves another left-handed reliever. It was pretty interesting, and I hope it's not true.
Well, MLB.com reported the same thing last night.
Oh, well, Heyman was first.
There we go, John Heyman.
So that's what MLB.com said? Yeah, that's going to happen?
It's an innings thing is what they're saying, because they want to limit his innings.
Yeah, and in the during spring training, there were similar reports.
Yeah, but so, he's starting Sunday.
All right. So one day at a time.
I just don't trust Gavin Floyd to be a good enough starter.
You know, or I don't trust Aaron Harang. Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, but that's something that's very interesting. We'll play a little buy or sell today. We'll talk about Drew Pomerantz, who made a very good spot start. He was the anti-Duffy yesterday. And a lot of aces were pretty bad last night. We'll talk about Votto, Arenado, Otto, and more. Okay. Stat of the day. NFL draft tonight.
Yes.
Who's excited?
You are.
Live show. I will be hosting it with Pete Prisco, Will Brinson, and Rob Rang. Rob is our NFL draft analyst. So we're going to be live for the entire draft, all 3 days. I'm not doing it on Saturday, but they will be with Jamie and Dave, if you're a fantasy fan. Jamie and Dave will be on Saturday to talk fantasy. So, you know, just tune in. It's going to be kind of like a radio show. You can have it on while you have NFL or ESPN on your TV if you want.
Do you have to rest your vocal cords for a few hours today? You know, not talk.
I think I'm actually going to take a nap in my car mid afternoon.
That sounds restful.
No, I can't go home. I don't have enough time. All right. Anyway,
that's what Tom Wolfe said.
We're live during the draft, so check us out. Stat of the day number one.
I'm not a Tom Wolfe fan.
Who's Tom Wolfe?
That's a different Tom. I think it's a different Tom Wolfe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the onomatopoeia guy that drives me crazy.
What is wrong with this guy? All right, here we go. Let's focus. Felix Hernandez failed to strike out a batter for the first time since 2008. There's your stat of the day. And the third time in his career. Anyone concerned about Felix Hernandez?
As much as I was concerned about him, I think it was 2 years ago, when we were getting all the hate mail of, why are you still touting Felix Hernandez because he's slumped for a whole month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last year he had a bad stretch, too.
Maybe it was last year.
Might have been both. Okay, so you're not worried.
No.
How about Cliff Lee?
You know, the funny thing with Cliff Lee is that he may strike out 10 guys and go 7 innings, but he gives up like 10 hits. And that's frustrating to fantasy owners because it kind of counteracts all the good stats he's throwing out there. But no, I mean, Cliff Lee, towards the end of last year, at one point, I think like over his last like 10 starts was averaging like 33 fantasy points or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he just gets stronger as the season goes on.
Don't say fantasy points. You're going to alienate half the listeners.
I mean, he was great, and he finishes a top
five. But he's adhering himself to the other half.
Well, yeah, but they already love him.
Exactly.
All right, are you worried about Mike Minor? 4 1/3, 11 hits, 6 runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. And in his first start off the DL, he gave up 2 solo home runs. Those were his only runs allowed. Any worries?
Just a little, only just because Minor had been on the DL. And, you know, I'm not really worried, but it just occurs to me that maybe he's not all there yet.
All right. Andrew Cashner, Herc, your favorite player in the world.
He remembered.
Last 4 starts, Cashner's 0-4, 4.91 ERA, 8 walks, 14 strikeouts, only 1 home run allowed. Bad again last night against the Royals.
Was it you, Al, who called me out on that and said he's not top 20 yet?
And I might have. I don't remember doing that, but I don't think he's top 20.
Yeah, I had moved him out of my top 20, and, you know, I still have high hopes for this guy, but, I mean, yesterday was just bad. 40 pitches in the first inning. 3 runs.
That's why you were so dejected. That was your dejected moment.
Exactly.
Yesterday.
And the dinosaur. He probably like left dino droppings on the mound. And he was stepping in it or something.
So. Well, at least he didn't, you know, carry it over into the next day. Depression. Herc's recovering from Andrew Cashner. Still a must start guy for you.
I'm not taking him out of any of my lineups.
All right, stat of the day number 2. Joey Votto is batting .212, no home runs, and 1 RBI. In 18 games since his last home run. Now, I know Carlos Gomez took one away from him, so that could have been a home run. I think he might have even hit one off the wall in that stretch, too. But for a guy whose power sort of abandoned him last year with 24 home runs and a slugging percentage under .500, is this concerning at all for Joseph Votto and for his fantasy owners?
Go look at his stretch of games before the slump, because he had like 4 home runs in 4 straight days or some span like that. We had a bunch of home runs, and his slugging percentage was really high.
I remember being wow, this is so good to see.
So,
I'm a little worried about Votto because last year and Scott and I have argued with you, Adam, that the power downturn for him wasn't that great last year, but this on top of that, it does worry me that maybe there's no bounce back for Votto. It's premature to assume that. But, I'm starting to get a little worried.
Are you guys the balance? Because I'm so, sky high today, and you guys are, the worryometer,
It's not today, Herc. It's every time. And I appreciate it. But every time you're in here, I love it. I mean, you've got the energy.
It's a great thing. You know?
He's our energy guy.
He is. He's like our sixth man off the bench.
All right.
And I put in the Herc love song for you today because I forgot it on Monday. So, you know, that's good. So, Al, you're not dropping Votto yet.
No, not even close.
Okay.
Not even close.
Something to keep an eye on. Stat of the day number 3, Nolan Arenado tied a Rockies record with his 27-game hitting streak, and he's hitting .364 during the streak on the year .324, which I still think is a little bit low for a guy who's got a 27-game hitting streak. 6 home runs, 26 RBI, 21 runs, 1 steal, 12 doubles, the number 1 third baseman in fantasy. Where do you have Nolan Arenado ranked? Have you moved him up? What do you think about this guy?
I believe I am the highest right now, right?
I think you are.
I had him 8 going into the week. Adam, in our podcast, was it you or Nando who drafted Arenado?
Pretty sure it was Nando.
I'm so glad you guys did, though, because I have him in a bunch of leagues. He was my sleeper at third base. I passed on all the third basemen because I wanted Arenado. I'm so happy. I'm going to have to maybe move him up again, but...
right now he's 8th for you and he's 14th for Al. So for you, Herc, you got him ahead of Rendon, Carlos Santana.
Yep.
Aramis Ramirez, Pedro Alvarez, Ryan Zimmerman.
Did you guys point out the show yesterday, all his home runs are at Coors Field right now?
I think Scott did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with Carlos Gonzalez, excuse me. His Coors stats are so much better than his road stats.
Charlie Blackman, all of his home runs are at Coors Field.
Yeah, you got to love that, 81 games at Coors Field. So.
Yeah, right, it doesn't really matter.
No.
Anyway.
I could see moving.
Are you moving him up, Al, 14th? Let me tell you who you have ahead of him.
Yeah, I've got Machado, 13, Alvarez, 12, Zimmerman, 11, Seager, 10, Santana, 9, Prado, 8. So I could see, I'll have to look at it. I'm thinking maybe ahead of Kyle Seager.
But that's it. No major jumps.
That's pretty major to me, from 14
to 10. I mean, when you said it like that, it made it sound like Seager was the only guy you had ahead of him.
No. That would also leapfrog him ahead of Zimmerman, Alvarez, and Machado in points leagues.
And remember, that's Zimmerman rest of season, so it includes his time on the DL. The thing with that, with Colorado, it's like there's got to be some regression coming for just about everyone. Right? I mean, Kubitsky's batting over 400.
Right.
Charlie Blackman's the second best player in baseball
right
now.
But it doesn't mean they have to go to the opposite side of the spectrum, you know. So, you know, if they're batting 400 now, they're going to bat, you know, 200 for a month. They just might regress to, you know, Tulowitzki might regress to batting 320.
Right.
Arenado might regress to batting 290 or 300. Blackman is hitting 300 going forward.
Okay. Well, Corey Dickerson's even, like, killing it when he plays.
Even Corey Dickerson.
Yeah.
speaking of on third baseman, it's very encouraging to see Adrian Beltre finally starting to hit some power. You know, now he's off the DL, getting back into rhythm. So
2 home runs in the last 2 days. Yep. Same with Miguel Cabrera.
Same with Edwin Encarnacion, too.
Oh, wow.
He homered yesterday?
Thought so. Or no?
He tripled yesterday.
But that's almost a home run.
Yeah, it's almost a home run, Al. Here's the quote of the day. It's from James Shields, who pitched in San Diego last night, and he lives near San Diego, near that park anyway. So I wanted to throw this out there, see if you guys saw why I put it as the quote of the day. It says, quote, "I got to play with the dog and see the kids for the first time in about a month. It was really nice to be around the house."
And he shared the mound with a dinosaur.
Yeah, but
boom.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to you guys, does it? I think I'm the only one who finds this funny.
Maybe, yeah.
How do you list the dog before the kids?
Oh, that's why I totally didn't.
Man's best friend.
I got to play with the dog and see the kids for the first time in about a month. Like, I'm sorry. That would piss me off if I were his kids.
No, D becomes before K in the alphabet.
You could have said children, Herc.
That is true, too.
Quick thinking on both of your parts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Big storylines to cover today. Pomerantz, Burley, Kohler. Al, are you enjoying the headlines I write in the morning for our topics?
Yeah, kind of.
What did I say? Kohler energy?
Yeah.
And
that was a groaner.
Burley, you can't be serious.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
And stop calling me Burley.
We'll get to those.
I got chastised for trying to deliver an Al Melchior joke on the Monday podcast about Matt Cain.
Why? Yeah.
Because you have to deliver it, Al.
Yeah?
Only you. I got a section called Are We Done Here? With some struggling players. And we buying this? With some streaking players. And then we'll do, of course, buy or sell. Talk about Willy Peralta, Danny Salazar. Anything that you guys really want to get to right now?
I think I want to talk about Beltre, so we took care of that already.
Okay.
Pretty much. I'll tell you who I want to talk about. Koji Uehara. I feel like we overlook him. We don't talk about him enough. Mm. And I felt like in drafts, he was a little underrated because I felt like he belonged in the discussion with Kimbrel, Holland, those guys. Not that I ranked him up there, but sort of at the bottom of that tier.
Uh-huh. I think we all have him in the top 10.
Yeah, well, so. In the top 10. I think, let's see, I'll look. I think I've still got him sixth. But, I mean, I've got him fifth.
I think I have the lowest on Koji.
Right.
But
yeah, and actually, and I want to move him ahead of Rosenthal, so now he'll be fourth.
But here's the thing, Al, and it was good to see him strike out the side last night and get the save. But it actually been a little bit shaky, at least by his standards.
Yeah, by his standards,
the last like six times out. But what about the injury concerns? Because he's already got the shoulder injury that he's dealt with earlier this year, and he's got a history of it. So does that keep him out of that top tier? Like when he's healthy, I don't think anyone can argue.
I'll put
it
this way. If it weren't for the injury concerns, I would be putting him pretty much on a par with Kimbrel and Holland.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I mean, he's awesome.
So that's my accounting for the injury concern. But I just think that, you know, as long as he's healthy, he's the man.
If you look at my rankings, I have K-Rod higher than Koji Uehara, and I strongly feel that way with the start Francisco Rodriguez got off to. Look at it. He looks like the old K-Rod of old, striking out batters, 1-2-3 innings, not blowing saves. I mean, he's dominant.
But Uehara has been dominant, too.
But the injury concern is for me for Uehara. I mean, right now, if I had Uehara and you offered me Rodriguez, I'd take that trade.
Well, I might do that, too, because of the injuries thing. So. Yeah, it's a fair point.
I think this is a good time too, maybe to try to trade for Uehara because his WHIP, I think, is going to regress. I mean, what he did last year was literally historic and record breaking. He won't repeat that, but he is going to get it under one I think, and well under one. And, you know, guy who's going to give you strikeouts and sub-2 ERA, sub-1 whip. I just think he's going to be – I just think he's a goodbye right now.
All right, email – oh, goodbye. Email of the day number goodbye, one is from Quincy Troop from Monks, Misery, Maryland.
Say that 10 times
No,
fast.
I don't know where that is.
Okay. It says, ladies, today's trivia – and I think this is in response to Al bragging about his geographical prowess. He says, name the
four – So you take offense to the dog being before the kids, but you're good with us being called ladies.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Just be clear on that.
Name the four state capitals that are home to a MLB team.
Does Washington, D.C. count as one?
No. It's not a state capital.
Okay. See, I failed geography and history and all
no,
those
No, you were
classes,
just asking
so.
For clarification okay. of the question. That's how I read that. I think I got this.
All right, go ahead.
I have to find this.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, all right. I'm going to go ahead and then.
Yeah, you go for it.
Boston, Atlanta, Denver, Phoenix.
Boston, Atlanta, Denver, Phoenix. Yeah!
Give them a hand.
Good job, Al Melchior. You killed it. All right, now we'll answer your question, Quincy. Who do you want in a points league? Rasmus, Bird, Stubbs, Bradley Jr., Chris Davis with a K.
Is this right up my alley because it's a points league?
Yeah, Herc, you're allowed to answer.
To me, it's Marlon Byrd, and I wrote about him this week in my waiver wire column. He's starting to heat up again. He started slow last season. He really didn't break out till May. He started to break out here towards the end of April. And if you lost one of those high-end outfielders, like Hamilton, like Braun, even though Braun's coming back now, one of those guys, I think Marlon Byrd's a perfect replacement. And he's available in, I believe, like 45% of the league still.
Yeah.
I would have said Chris Davis, Al.
And he's strikeouts in a points league. It's very bad.
Yeah, that's a, and I agree with everything, Herc, that you said about Marlon Byrd. I would prefer Chris Davis. Even with all the strikeouts, it's pretty close between those two, and they're way ahead of the pack.
All right, next category is called Baseball Hates Al Melchior. Al, you came in here on Tuesday and you were touting some deep league sleepers, Josh Harrison and.
It's also touting Robbie Ross too. That went well.
It doesn't count. Is that Colorado?
Okay,
it doesn't count.
We can go on with this.
You said Travis here. Snyder and Stefan Romero. Or you said Josh Harrison and Stefan Romero could be sleepers. They both sat yesterday. But Romero started one of two games. But Harrison started 0 of 1 games. Travis Snyder was back in the lineup. So I just wanted to say I'm sorry that baseball hates you.
That's okay. I still love baseball.
Maybe they'll get back in the lineup. Pittsburgh doesn't know what they're doing in right field.
Yeah, I mean, they're both rotations. In fact, somebody even, I think they tweeted me, I was going to say email, but they tweeted me to inform me that Romero is part of a rotation, and that's played out the last few days. So,
is this a bad time to say the audio in my headset went out?
No, it didn't.
It did.
Oh, crap.
It's like, it's fading in and out, and I think.
Is that better?
Yeah. So.
Is that worse?
No. Yeah, that's worse. Right. Is my mic working? That's my concern.
You're fine.
All right. Are we on?
All right. Let's Wednesday standouts, guys. I want to talk about Drew Pomerantz. 5 scoreless innings, 2 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts against Seattle. The no walks thing was great because he's had control problems. So what do you think about Pomerantz? Could he make his way into the A's rotation?
Yeah, I think he could. I think he could. And I was actually surprised to see Pomerantz get this start. I figured it would be Josh Lindblom. So maybe there's a little signal there. It was a little trial,
okay,
for Pomeranz, and he certainly, given what he did, you know, I don't think they'd miss Tommy Malone too much.
Better stash than Danny Duffy,
absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Better stash than Marcus Stroman.
It's close. The only thing I'm concerned about is Pomeranz is he had control problems up until this start. It seems has Oakland fixed them? I mean, that's my biggest
concern.
Well, they
had it in the bullpen. I mean, he was still before this start. 13 2/3 innings with 6 walks out of the pen.
Yeah, I remember Drew Pomeranz was a top 5 pick coming out of college. He was the can't-miss prospect. He stormed through the minors with the Indians and then hit a wall. Probably moved up too fast, wasn't ready, tried to overcompensate throwing pitches this way.
Well, he didn't really get
that
much of a chance because, remember, he was part of the Ubaldo deal, and it couldn't even be announced because he hadn't spent enough time. Or maybe he hadn't.
I don't remember what
the circumstance was, if he hadn't reported yet or he hadn't played enough. By the way, he was a player to be named later. So he wasn't long in the Indian system. So we never really got to see how he would fare outside of, you know, high altitude places because the Rockies, I think with the exception of Tulsa, even their farm system is all hitters' parks.
Yeah. So next up, Mark Burley, number 8 starting pitcher in fantasy. Where is he going forward?
Back to Toronto? Isn't this a Tim Hudson discussion we had like 2 weeks ago where it's just, I mean,
no.
these guys are just outperforming what they're expected to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but for me, like in my opinion, Tim Hudson is a lot better than Mark Burley.
And I agree with you, Adam.
Like Burley, I have no, if Burley were out there in any of my leagues yes. except for our deep 14-team league, I'm not even thinking about picking him up. Whereas Hudson, I would own in every single one of my leagues.
But Mark Burley is consistent. I mean, consistent for what he's done over the years where you can rely on him.
For what?
As
for
a
like
back,
for like a solid whip, maybe?
No, back of the is he back of rotation. Like,
he's an okay whip guy.
He chews up innings.
Yeah, he's, no, he's yeah, great.
I'm
for
going
innings.
Back to points leagues. I'm all right, sorry,
but,
you know?
But now he's older, and yeah. when he went back to Toronto last year to the American League to a bad park, his ERA ballooned.
All right, but here's what I think then. Here's the takeaway from this first 5 weeks or so with Burley is that I think maybe last year then you can write off.
Too bad, outlier.
That he's back to being who he was the 1 year with Miami. And actually, that was looked like a little bit of an overperformance. But, you know, that was closer in the neighborhood of who he was for all those years with the White Sox. And I think you could trust him to be that guy, whereas last year he was somebody who didn't even have points league appeal.
Yes.
And I think he is back to that
all right.
in two start weeks.
How crazy is it that he looks like the best player in that Marlins Blue Jays trade that went to Toronto?
Well, actually, I disagree. I think Jose Reyes still is. But
okay.
Hey, Reyes has stolen 2 bases in like 6 games. It's a pretty encouraging sign there.
Nice we'll stat,
keep
buddy.
An eye on that. Tom Kohler's 51% owned, guys. Should he be owned in more leagues? And Drew Taylor wants to know, buy or sell Kohler? Is he sustainable?
No, he's not sustainable. Yes, sell him. No, he should not be in more leagues. Yes, he should be in fewer.
I disagree with everything Al Melchior said.
Really?
I touted Tom
Baseball's
Kohler.
Not the only one that hates yeah. Al Melchior.
Come on, I love old dinosaur babe. Come on now.
Woo!
You know, was it? I wrote about him a few weeks ago in the waiver wire. I'm sorry, Al. And it was a Monday show. I said he's the guy that you consider picking up as a bat. He's what he is. He's a back of the rotation guy that you find favorable starts. Jared Saltalamacchia has been so sorry, my New England accent coming out has been so good for that pitching staff. I don't think people give him enough credit for helping these young guys. You know, he's now a veteran catcher. I think you may we go look on Brooks Baseball later, see how he's doing framing wise.
Okay,
but I mean. Tom Kohler is Dylan G to me. And if you like Dylan G, you have to like Tom Kohler.
Did Saltalamacchia even
The thing is, I do like Dylan G, and I don't feel compelled to like Tom Kohler because I feel like G's got better control and better strikeout potential, too.
But see, that's what they're saying has changed with Tom Kohler this year. They're saying the things that plagued him last year.
He didn't even start yesterday.
Did he?
No.
But
salty.
Still, see, and it was a 12:40 game against the Mets. I mean, start everyone against the Mets or Padres, right?
That's why I had a feeling he didn't start.
But look, he's been game. Look at this month: 15 scoreless innings for Tom Kohler this month. That is
so. Would you
phenomenal.
Rather have? Let's go to the fringy starting pitchers. He's one of them.
Okay,
that pitched yesterday. Dan Straley, Tom Kohler, Rick Porcello, Travis Wood, Mike Leake. Give me your top 3.
Definitely Porcello, excuse me, and Kohler, and who's the first name you said?
Straley. Wood and Leak.
Oh, I think Dan Straley just on potential. I'm hoping he's going to settle down and find his rhythm eventually.
Al, give me your top 3 from that group.
Straley, Wood, Porcello.
No Kohler.
No Kohler.
And no Leak. All right, then. Carson Otter
That's funny.
Wrote us an email and said...
I mean, I'm the only one. I'm going to be on the Tom Kohler train all season. I guess, you know, I'm linked to Tom Kohler now, so... and his name is French. It's Collet.
Yeah, no. Well, this is. I'm glad you said that. Carson Otter says, my only request, this is an email he wrote, my only request is to have a segment called Herked on Phonics.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Herc picks a player he likes for the week and teaches us how to properly pronounce their names.
Yes.
Are you prepared for the segment?
Can we do that Thursday? Every Thursday we have to have that segment.
Absolutely. Herc Don Phonics.
Worked for me.
Okay.
One more Tom Kohler note, though.
All right. We got to speed it up, though.
Great nickname. Big Salad.
Oh, I like that.
I think we need to come up with a whole team of players with Seinfeld-related names. Yeah.
Okay. Mike Zunino went 1-for-4 with his 5th home run. Last year he hit five home runs in 52 games. This year he did it in 26 games. By my math, half as many games. But three walks and 30 strikeouts this year for Mike Zunino. And he's terrible at home, slugging just 310, but slugging 538 on the road. Do you still think that Mike Zunino has breakout potential this year?
Sure he does. Sure he does. I mean, just given what he showed in the lower minors, but the problem is that the lower minors being the lower minors, it's hard to know how that translates. But, yeah, no, there's potential there.
Okay, Zunino or Wellington Castillo?
Right now,
yeah, Zunino for me.
Yeah, Zunino.
Miguel Montero or Zunino?
Oh, Montero.
Montero.
Zunino or Russell Martin when healthy?
Zunino. Martin. Oh, sorry.
Martino.
Okay. Brandon Belt went 2 for 3 with his 9th home run. He's got 2 home runs in his last 5 games. He's terrible at home, batting 192 with a home run and 3 RBI. But on the road, he's a Hall of Famer. 319, 8 home runs, and 14 RBI this year. Last year, he did not hit for a lot of power at home, but he did have a good batting average. You know, like 275-ish or something. So what do you think about these splits?
Yeah, I think that's a good context to put that in, that the batting average is, I think, kind of a fluke, a small sample fluke. But, yeah, I totally buy into the fact that Brandon Belt is not going to hit for power at AT&T.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do some more buy or sell in just a minute. Let me run through the injuries, news, and notes, part one. Irvin Santana will start Saturday. Matt Kemp got the day off. He actually pinch hit. Don Mattingly downplayed the suggestion that Kemp was limping. Ryan Braun expected back Tuesday. Matt Wieters will not need to go on the DL, but for a while he will be limited to DH duties, which probably hurts David Lowe. Maybe Nelson Cruz every now and then. Nah, probably not.
Yeah, I haven't seen a word of Caleb Joseph got called up.
He did.
He did? Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a nice little deep league catching reinforcement if you need one.
John Heyman reported that Gregory Polanco turned down a long-term deal from the Pirates during spring training. Coco Crisp left last night's game after colliding with the wall. And we're not surprised. Doug Fister will pitch tomorrow against Oakland. He's going to be on a pitch limit of about 100.
Hey, did he snap, crackle, and pop?
Love it. Love it. Oh, you must love Coco Krispies.
Rice
Coco. You call them
Krispies.
Coco Rice Krispies.
Oh, yes.
Coco Rice Crisp left after colliding with the wall last night. Guys, Wilson Ramos is only owned in 59% of leagues. And surprise, he came back yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's out there. You might want to get him if you're starting Jason Castro.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
If you're starting...
I dropped Castro yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I dropped him behind Ramos.
Wilson, I mean, Miguel Montero?
It's close.
I'd rather Montero.
Yeah, me too, Montero.
Interesting. Okay, moving on. Miguel Cabrera homered again. I mentioned that. Adam Jones homered twice. Alan Craig was given the day off due to terribleness. Aramis Ramirez was given the day off due to terribleness. Nick Markakis has a 14-game hitting streak, and here's a cool little fact for you. Sunday Night Baseball will be at PNC Park in Pittsburgh for the first time in the 14-year history of that ballpark.
That's very surprising to me. I guess it shouldn't be, speaking of terribleness, because the Pirates have had a lot of that in that 14-year span, but still.
No, yeah, it is surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a game from the bleachers in Wrigley Field last week.
I thought that was cool.
It was cool. Very cool. Buy or sell from our very own fantasy writer, Chris Swick. Buy BABIP, sell BABIP.
I'm buying that.
No. Come on.
No,
we
I'm
just went
I'm
over this yesterday with Scuba.
Yeah, and everybody I know was supporting BABIP. I don't like it. Okay, I'm just going to go on record saying I don't like to say BABIP.
Yeah.
I would rather pronounce it phonetically. Obviously, I have been for the last, like, zillion years.
You're your own man, Al.
Yeah, but no, but I have to admit when I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
I don't like it.
This is not even a right or wrong thing. Nobody's wrong here except for the weirdos that say BABIP.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, that clearly
they're
is wrong.
They're wrong.
I don't even say that.
What would you say?
BABIP.
Well, then we're probably wrong. All right.
But I'm going to draw the line. Okay, because if people start weighted on base average, WOBA, if people start going WABA on that, on base.
Yeah.
You're quitting.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
it's
you're
WOBA.
It's WOBA.
Then it's BABIP. Al, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm just saying I'm drawing the line there. Because I don't think anybody's actually – I don't know. I've never heard anybody pronounce weighted on base average as an acronym.
Well, you
but
have
in my
now.
Own head,
I'm going WOBA.
But in my – yeah, in my head, it's WOBA.
Okay. J.A. – let's just do his Twitter handle, @simplekindoffan. Buy or sell, the Brewers are an 82-win team. Oh, I'm buying the hell out of that. I picked them to go to the playoffs.
As in minimum 82?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's, I guess, how I got,
I'm thinking
it.
Only 82?
No, right. It's got. They're going to win like 88 to 90 games.
Yeah.
And be a wild card team.
Sure, why not? We'll buy it.
I still like the Cardinals in that division. TK says, buy or sell Ace Ventura being a Cy Young candidate by year's end.
Selling that.
Sell.
That'd be Giordano. Chad Spain, buy or sell Joey Votto remaining a top 10 Roto first baseman.
Buy, because he's walking at least.
Yeah, he's
doesn't
always
really helping Roto.
So. It does, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. You're right.
I mean, it'll help him score more runs.
Yeah.
So indirectly. Yeah, I'll buy it, but I mean, for the first time, it gives me pause for thought.
Well, look, even last year, he didn't have his greatest year. He was still a top, probably like the number six first baseman. I can look it up in Roto. So I wouldn't really worry about him being top 10. But
yeah.
But the problem is, if he's batting second, especially if Hamilton's out for a while and they've got, you know, Skip Schumacher batting leadoff, I don't know how he's going to drive in a lot of runs. I think the RBI could be a concern if he's batting second. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know at one point this season where I'm going to – I mean, I know first base is deep, but that I'm going to drop Joey Votto to 11th in my rankings.
No, he was sixth last year with a
– good recall there.
Yeah. So with a – what? Well, we have him as a 490 slugging percentage, but I thought it was lower than that.
I got – you know, I'll tell you what. I've gotten a lot of Joey Votto trade, you know, questions. I just have – I can't tell anybody to trade Joey Votto.
Yeah,
yeah, it'd be a bad time to do it.
Yeah. I would trade for Joey Votto.
Yeah, well, I guess that's where my concern is.
You're not quite there yet?
I'm not sure he's a great buy low right now.
Okay. Chris Bunn, buy or sell, Nate Eovaldi will finish as a top 40 pitcher.
My gut says yes. So I checked my gut and my rankings. I've got him 59th, and I think he could outperform that, but I'm still going to sell it. There's a lot of good pitchers.
Sell.
Yeah, the top 40 pitchers are going to be determined largely by injury. You know, whoever stays healthy. There are going to be so many guys who are – like Mike Leake was a top 50 pitcher last year. He threw like 190 innings, and he got a lot of wins. Matt Ward, Charlie Blackmon, and Brian Dozier both going 2020, buy or sell.
That's it. I actually just wrote a blog post on that yesterday. I'm going to sell it. I think Blackmon maybe comes up a little short. I know he's got, seven home runs?
Yeah, he stole a base last night. I think he's got seven.
Yeah, no, he's fine for the stolen bases. I think he could come up just a little short on the home runs. I really do feel like he's headed for major power regression.
Yeah, I'm going to sell this too.
What about Dozier?
All he does is hit solo home runs.
I think he'll make it. He'll make it.
I agree with that too.
Yeah, definitely the steals. The homers, yeah, I'm thinking, 2021, 22 home runs.
Nicholas Locker. Matt Kemp goes 2020.
Is he going to be on 2020?
Yeah, the next one is from Dave. It says Barbara Walters goes 2020.
I didn't have my rim shot app handy for that one.
Okay. It was an understood.
I'm selling the Matt Kemp on the steals.
Yeah.
He'll get the homers.
I think I'm there too.
Ham says Jose Bautista finishes the year as a top 10 fantasy player in OBP leagues. Buy or sell?
Buy.
I'll buy too.
I am pretty sure he's reached base every game this year.
Yep.
Jacob, go for it, Herc.
Guerrero?
I don't think so. I mean, it could be.
There's an I in there.
Oh, is that like Matt Guerrero or whatever his name is?
Matt Guerrero.
The guy that the Twins called up?
Matt Guerrero. Yeah. This is Jacob, either Guerrero or Guerriero. Buy or sell, Matt Latos ends the season as a top 25 pitcher.
Well, see, I feel like that's not fair because he's already missed so much
right.
time.
Right, there's no chance he ends the season. So let's say buy or sell,
rest of
season, top 25.
I'm still going to sell it because he's still going to miss a little bit more time. And maybe
fine. When he starts, top 25 pitcher.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
I'm going to sell it. I don't know if he's going to pitch this year. I'm not convinced yet. I mean, he's having all these elbow problems, and that's probably going to lead to Tommy John. It's a year of Tommy John.
Solution Chris says Liriano is still a third or fourth starter in an NL-only Roto league. Buy or sell?
An NL-only Roto?
Oh, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
Jason Mariana, buy or sell? Rajay Davis is a top 36 outfielder rest of season in Roto, and David Murphy is a top 12 second baseman. Or that'd be Daniel Murphy.
Probably.
rest of season in Roto?
Definitely Byron Murphy. Davis. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you look at the rankings with Rajay Davis, just because he's going to have so many steals, he might end up as a top 36.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean there aren't 35 or 36 other outfielders you'd want ahead of him.
But what about when Andy Dirks comes back? I mean, his playing time is going to be a crunch out there, and it's already, right now it's already declining for him, so. Because J.D. Martinez, Brad Ausmus says he wants to get into the lineup, so.
Yeah, I don't feel like the playing time hurts Davis and Roto so much. He's going to get his steals.
Right, right.
But you know, I'm going to revise that because I pretty much, you know, I knew that going into the season, didn't have Davis in the top 36. So, yeah, I'll sell Davis, buy Murphy.
I think the point I was trying to make is sometimes guys who, like, excel in one category, they end up higher in the rankings than in Roto. If you just, like, look at our stats page.
Right.
Then maybe their true value reflects.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, because, you know, somebody like Davis or Billy Hamilton gets so much value from stolen bases,
right.
But you know, you might be set there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very dependent on your
team. So did you buy Murphy? I mean, I think we got to go to the Mets authority for that.
Yeah, top 12. I think he's easily in head to head too. He's a top 12 guy, so I'm by that.
Speaking of Marlins Mets, did I mention in the injuries news and notes that the Marlins cheated again yesterday?
No.
They have successfully cheated 17 times at home. They're 17-5 at home.
What happened to those other five games? Guy didn't show up?
Yeah, guy didn't show up.
Got lost to the home run sculpture.
They swept the Mets.
Do you have David Wright in your notes here and his one home run?
No, I don't.
That's interesting. You know, Dave Hudgens, the Mets hitting coach, talked about it. And his like first quote was, well, you know what? He would have hit a few deep balls in Citi Field that he said would have left any other ballpark. And I don't know. That seemed like kind of like a cop-out, doesn't it?
Well, it's actually kind of a concern.
That Citi Field's a...
Yeah.
I mean, coming into season, I would
say it isn't.
I mean, it's not... When they brought the fences in, it's not such a bad hitter's park now. That does... I mean, maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe it's factually true. I wish there was the reverse home run tracker website.
Right? It's been a weird year as far as a lot of high-end batters have gotten off to slow starts. I mean, look at all the first basemen we named that are just starting to finally heat up. And,
yeah.
You know. Well,
how many home runs did Adam Jones have going into yesterday? I think he may have
He had one. He had one.
And he had two.
It's tripled his output.
So hopefully it comes for David Wright.
But the Blackman Dozier thing, I think, is interesting because they are two of three players that going into yesterday – the only three players that had both five home runs and five stolen bases. So putting them basically on 25-25 pace. You know who the third one is?
I don't think Cargo's got five steals.
Nope.
Jay Bruce? No, he doesn't have the home runs.
He would have been close, yeah, but no.
Who is it?
Jonathan Villar.
Ah!
So you think of, you know, three guys this far into the season who'd be on pace for 25-25. I think you would have come up with one of those.
Al, it's Villar.
And it's Jonathan Villar. Arabi Abuli on Twitter says Springer will get drafted ahead of Albert Pujols next year. Buy or sell?
I got my sell sign up.
Yeah, I'm selling that now.
Okay, we're selling that. Next category, guys. Thank you all for the buy or sells. Are we done here? So these are guys, and are you just done with them?
Oh, I mean, I thought we were done with the podcast.
No.
We're not done with the podcast.
Podcasaurus
Adam still has plenty of material left.
I would name this segment Stick a Fork in Him.
All right. Stick a Fork in Him. Hector Santiago.
That might hurt.
Yeah.
Are we done here?
Adam has a more humane title. I'm done with Santiago.
I'm done with Mike Moustakas.
What is he doing? I haven't even gotten to Mike Moustakas.
He's having his own podcast over here.
I got a whole list here. We're going to go one by one.
I thought we'd just look at the list and we name somebody on your list, but okay, go ahead.
Are you done with Hector Santiago?
Yeah.
Are you done with Mike Moustakas?
Absolutely.
I'm not done with him. He is droppable.
Yeah.
I know that might not sound like it makes sense, but...
No, it makes sense.
In some leagues, you know, I'd hold on to him.
Are you done with Kobe Lewis?
Oh. I mean, I've got him in AL only. I'm not dropping him there.
Yeah, it's all relative, obviously.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting, though, yesterday that Lewis was terrible, and then they brought in Scott Baker. And when I saw the news yesterday that the Rangers were bringing up Scott Baker, my heart sank an inch or two because I thought, oh, no, Robbie Ross Maybe he's out of the rotation. But then I read that Baker was going to be in the bullpen. Maybe Baker replaces Lewis if he doesn't get it together.
Lewis really hasn't been that bad until this last start. He hasn't pitched six innings.
Yeah, the Rockies have just single-handedly just smashed that rotation.
This game was in Texas, though, so it does count.
Do you know if Scott Baker ever gets 13 wins, we could go Baker's dozen?
That's actually really good.
Right? Very good.
You kind of redeemed yourself.
Yes.
All right. Are we done here with Tim Lincecum?
He's droppable. He's got good strikeout rate. And it's hard to overlook that.
And a decent walk rate.
Yeah. It's so easy to overlook that. Watch me do it right now. Yeah. He's garbage. I'm done.
I agree. He's droppable. I'll put him in the Moustakas category of droppable, yet I'm not completely done with him.
Are we done with CeCe Sabathia? Are we done here?
Same reasons. Good strikeout rate. Getting close, but I'm not done with him yet.
Yeah, because like when you're saying done, like that's to me like DTM, dead to me.
Yeah.
That's the case for Santiago. None of these other guys so far have I completely given up.
Okay.
I found out what SMH was yesterday.
Shaking my hand.
Yeah.
It's my head.
I had no idea. Now I know what that means.
Absolutely. I can't remember where I saw this. I think it was one of those like funniest iPhone conversations, autocorrect conversations.
Oh, the parents ones.
Yeah,
that was great.
I just don't really believe that they're real. But one of them was like, something really bad happened, and the mom said, LOL.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And the daughter's like, why would you say LOL? It's laugh out loud. Why are you laughing? She goes, I thought that meant lots of love.
Yeah. No, somebody died, so.
Right, yeah. LOL, lots of love. All right, and finally, Chase Headley could be back Saturday, but are we done here?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I was done last season before the year started. I got criticized because people were drafting him too high. I said, don't draft Chase Headley.
Yeah.
So disappointing, Kirk.
I usually say Headley.
I missed the Headley, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, my expectations are lower.
Kirk knew how to pronounce Andrew Heaney all along.
Yeah.
Way ahead of the curve. Expectations are lower now, Al, for Headley?
For Headley, but not done.
Next category. We buying this. Eric Hosmer went 7 for 15 at the Padres with a home run, 7 RBI, and a double. And he says, the power will come. Are we buying that the power will come for a guy who has one home run right now?
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, you were shaking up and down. You're SMH all over the place.
He was. I had no idea what he was going to say.
I mean, I was thinking Charlie Blackman at the same time, so that's why I was shaking my head up and down. I think he's a 15 to 20 homer guy.
Agreed. Not buying it.
CJ Crone, 3 for 4 with 2 doubles and an RBI last night against the Yankees. Are we buying that? You got to pick him up right now. He's 31% owned.
Nope.
And I said on Monday's show he's a stopgap option. So
corner infield, Moustakas or Crone?
Moose.
Crone short term.
Casey McGee or Crone?
I'm buying into Casey McGee.
More than Crone.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, lose some batting average to RBI. I've been kind of insane, but yeah, I'd rather have McGee.
All right, Justin Smoke or CJ Crone?
CJ Crone.
I'm going Smoke.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Juan Francisco. Are we buying this? He's a 7-game hitting streak, only 8 hits, but 2 home runs in that stretch, and he homered yesterday. Are we buying that he's under-owned at 14%?
SMH. Sideways.
Yeah.
So not under-owned.
No, he's, yeah, not under-owned. He's going to lose the bats to Adam Lind when he comes back, and he's going to decline. Same reason everyone's been DFAing Juan Francisco. It's going to happen again.
Well, what about
don't
Francisco?
DFA is that don't forget about? Sorry, we're getting a little wacky today.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see Francisco third, Laureate second. I know, for that possibility.
Yeah, that's
I feel
what's
like,
happening.
I feel like Francisco should be owned.
So you're not 50%. Buying GM Alex Anthopoulos? Did I get that right?
Yeah, well, I think Anthopoulos.
Oh, okay.
I think. What did he say?
He said Brett Laurie's not a second baseman. He's our third baseman.
Yeah, it's true.
Buy or sell that.
We need.
I guess I'm not buying it, yeah.
Right. Listen, we need one more game of him being the
second. That's all we really
just
care.
Just one more. Hopefully it's tonight because Lynn's coming back soon, and Laurie says he could come back tonight, and then he's got second base eligibility. All right, we go to the 4-man rotation. Willie Peralta struggled. They only gave up 2 runs, but he gave up 11 hits. Danny Salazar had an encouraging outing, his second in his last three, and apparently was hitting 100 on the stadium radar gun. I feel like the stadium radar gun was lying because I saw just a few pitches and he wasn't even close to that. But anyway, Jake Peavy keeps walking everyone. And Zach Wheeler walked everyone. Said he couldn't find his slider. Didn't give up any runs, though, and only two hits in six innings. Anybody want to comment on Peralta, Salazar, Peavy, or Wheeler?
Yeah, Peralta's really good.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, this start does not concern me at all, even though it looked like a pretty good matchup against the Diamondbacks. No walks. I like that part of the stat line, and that was my biggest concern about Peralta going into this year. Was he going to get into some bad habits in terms of control? Nah, I think he's solid.
I like Zach Wheeler as a buy low candidate. I think, you know, this shows yesterday, six scoreless with five walks. He worked one inning, he walked three guys and didn't let up a run, so he really one bad inning. He's got the ability to turn the corner.
Would you guys rather have Salazar or Wheeler rest of season?
I would rather have Salazar.
Wheeler.
In deep leagues, these guys played well yesterday.
Do we really help anybody by, like, splitting? I'm sorry. I always have that question. If we always, like, split on the decision, does that really help anybody?
Yeah, because you just let people decide I'm an Al guy or I'm a Herc guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's how it works.
So, and baseball hates Al, so.
Plus, you know, when you ask a question like that, right, baseball doesn't hate Al today. When you ask a question like that, people get to play along at home.
Okay.
It's fun to listen
to. All right.
In deep leagues, Ricky Nolasco, Bronson Arroyo, John Danks, and Vidal Nuno had good starts. Anyone care?
I do care about Arroyo because I like him, and so I've been rooting for him to turn it around. Results are encouraging, but he hasn't been doing it in an Arroyo kind of way, and I don't know if it's because he's still dealing with a back issue or he just feels the need to reinvent himself or if it's just one of those weird small sample things, but I think it bears watching.
All right, and in the bullpen, Tommy Hunter struggled for the second straight game, but he got the save. Jim Johnson got a save in the second game of a doubleheader. Gregerson and Doolittle pitched in the first game, and John Axford pitched a scoreless inning for the win, but he gave up a walk and a hit. So Johnson got a save. That's good. I think just stand pat with these bullpens right now, you know, with Cleveland, with Oakland in particular.
If you
own those guys, keep owning them.
Yeah, no, I agree. You shouldn't drop Axford, but I think it's not a bad time to pick up Cody Allen.
Right. Injuries, news, and notes, part two. Strope's on the DL with a groin injury, so Rondon should be closing, I would assume. All right, guys. Connor Gillespie was back for the White Sox, but he didn't play. Marcus Semien played third base. Gordon Beckham homered for the second straight game. It's got to be encouraging for Semien, but let's see what happens.
Would have been more encouraging if Beckham had just gone and taken an over.
Yeah. Pablo Sandoval was out with a sprained hand or thumb. They don't know the difference in San Francisco. Derek Norris had two hits against the righty.
You say Herc alienates our listeners.
No, I just meant the Giants, not the whole city. Derek Norris had two hits against the righty, now batting .412 against righties. He started against the righty presumably because it was a doubleheader and Jaso wasn't going to start both games. That righty also happened to be Erasmo Ramirez. A lot of people have two hits against Erasmo Ramirez. But do you think it's going to happen eventually that Norris is going to take over that job?
No, I don't. I think you can get continue to get the occasional start against righties, which would make it a true timeshare. But no, I think Jaso will stay in the picture.
Well, the Rangers keep deciding they want to bat someone new second every day. So yesterday it was Michael Choice with Andrews seventh and Leonis Martin eighth. Moises Sierra has been playing outfield for the White Sox with Adam Eaton on the DL. Any interest in deep leagues?
Nah, not really. I'm not sure what the appeal is with Sierra. He doesn't walk, doesn't hit with tremendous power.
Oh, they think his dad comes to the plate and we're going to see his little home run power from back in the day.
Makes as much sense as anything.
Is that his dad?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
supposed to be. Actually, if it's true, I did not know that.
I thought it was. We'll go to somebody baseball reference, see if it says father, Moises Sierra.
Who's going
to
do this first?
Senior.
Yeah, here you.
While that, I'm going to read the last note while you guys look that up.
All right, go for it.
Lonnie Chisenhall. Yeah, got it right.
Got it.
Had DH'd with Carlos Santana playing third base each of the last two games. See, and I'm
no,
glad.
You know what? I went back. It's even more than that.
I'm glad we want, because I want to talk about Jesus Aguilar. What's his name?
Aguilar?
Aguilar, right, yeah. Sorry. I wrote about him yesterday, and he is only 24 years old and is really coming into his own for AAA for the Indians. he's never shown this kind of power before, and now he's got 7 home runs and slugging like over 500 through his first 30 games. He's knocking on the door to the majors, right? The Indians won't bring him up. Francona says they're not giving up on Swisher. Carlos Santana is going to turn around. DH, they like Chisenhall and whoever else they're platooning him with. This guy's got power and he can hit for average. I don't know why. They're dead last in the AL Central, and their offense is below the league average for runs. You need a spark for that lineup, and this guy can do it.
Yeah, I'd like to see Aguilar get called up. I think it would take probably an injury to do it. And the thing is, they can move Swisher around. They can DH him. They can put him in the outfield.
Terry Francona is one of the best managers in the game. And if he says you got to preach patience, I'm a little bit. But how much patience are we going to preach here?
Yeah, that's what I say. I think it would take somebody, being hurt rather than him benching somebody.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, not everybody with the same last name is related. Her.
Ah, I messed up. I thought it was.
No, Ruben Sierra has.
That was fun though while it lasted.
Yeah, I think he has a son, Ruben Sierra Jr.
Okay. It was fun while it lasted.
Let's read some emails real quick. Charlie in Dublin says, "Hey, Goldar, Gambar, and Silvar. The heck is that?
I don't know.
I felt like Al would have known that. Head-to-head points league, do you prefer Gattis or Montero?
I prefer Evan Gattis. But maybe, yeah, I may need to revisit that one because clearly Montero is going to play a lot more.
Yeah. I'll go with Gattis, too.
Yeah, I just think he does have a power advantage over Montero that's going to make up that difference, but it's close.
These look to be like TV characters, Goldar, Gambar, and Silvar, I don't know. Nick in Connecticut, I made a trade today in my 10-team Roto League of Matt Wieters for, as he says, Brain McCann.
And as you say, Brian McCant.
Brian McCant, yeah. The trade was agreed upon around 4:30. And the other owner soon sent me the trade request. What? I was at work at the time, so was unable to accept the trade and did not remember until I checked my team late that night. I then went to check the rankings to see if I had made a bad deal or not when I saw the news about Wieter's elbow that I was unaware about when I accepted the deal. So he did accept the deal. So am I obligated to undo the deal because of the injury, or am I in the clear? I am clearly ripping him off, but I wasn't aware of that at the time of the deal, and clearly neither was he. All right, so he got proposed getting McCann to give up Wieters. Neither knew about the injury. He accepted. Is he obligated to give back Wieters because of the injury? Give back McCann.
Two things here. First, I'm from Connecticut as well, and see, it's Connecticut mispronounces everything. It's Brain McCann.
Brain McCann.
You know,
okay.
So it's acceptable. Second, what is this, real Major League Baseball? Like, the guy didn't pass his physical. He's got to go back to the team that he was on?
No. I don't think you have to send him back in this instance.
Only when an Oriole is involved.
That's a good one.
I do think it's a bad move to make to trade somebody if you know an injury is there and you're trying to sneak it by another owner, which didn't happen in this case.
But it's not a bad injury, according to sources. It's, doesn't need surgery. It may be thinking he just needs a little rest.
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with this. But in general, like, if you know a guy just got hurt or whatever and you think, like, other people don't know it, I don't put him on the block and try to rip people off before they find out about the injury.
Right, and that's not the case here.
That's not the case here.
So, I was involved in a trade like this once, and the other owner was gracious enough to undo it.
All right.
Look, I don't think he's obligated to do it. I kind of feel like that's the right thing to do.
Think so? Because neither of them knew about the injury, and man, I mean,
no, I think.
What if the injury had happened the day
all
after?
All right, but so the proposal's out there, so it's just all he had to do was accept to finalize it.
Yeah.
The other night, you can see the other owner could have pulled it back. But since there seemed to be a timing issue, I think at least the owner who clicked accept could offer the other owner the option to have it reversed.
It seems to me like this is no different than if the injury happened the day after the trade was made, in which case I would never be like, oh, you can have the player back.
Oh, of course.
See, I feel like that's different.
Okay.
Because the injury was out there before the guy accepted.
Right, but neither of them knew about it. So
it's a real borderline case. I think because the injury was out there before it was finalized, that the right thing to do would be to offer the owner proposed it, no, the option about doing it.
Can we ask the other owner? Because maybe the other owner wanted Wieters either way, because I would want Wieters over McCann. So
even with the elbow.
Absolutely. If I'm Nick, I'd ask for Wieters back just for the fact that I would rather have Wieters. So maybe the other owner knew. Is he saying, oh, he wrote this because the other owner's mad, obviously, right?
No, he said neither of us knew. Thanks for reading, Herc.
Herked on phonics, didn't work.
And finally, Derek wants to know, why doesn't Omar Infante get more love?
Because he's 32 years old, never had more than 55 RBI in a season, and I don't think he's ever had more than 12 home runs.
I think he has one season. I want to say 16.
16. You're right, you're 16. 16 and 55 are his top.
Derek's whole email, I mean, I agree with this.
Yeah, he says, good average professional player, okay power at the position, doesn't strike out a lot.
Yeah, all that is true.
No upside.
And often a very good average.
But no upside, right?
No upside, and even with the, you know, the not the upside, but, you know, the ceiling, I guess it's the same thing that he has. It makes him a fringe player.
Okay.
So
I got to speed it up. Sorry.
Yeah, let's keep going, Adam.
One more, because I want to read one more. Adam from Oregon wants to know if you can name relievers who will provide a low whip and a high K rate. And it would be nice if they are also next in line for saves.
All right. I actually have three, although they're not necessarily in line for saves. David Carpenter, Casey Fien, Kevin Segrist.
And we're going Fien, not Fine?
Yeah, I looked it up because I've always pronounced it Fine. Like, I've always pronounced it Babip.
Uh-huh. It looks like Fien.
Could be, but no.
It's definitely not that hurt.
According to the Bill James handbook, it's Fien. Actually, no. I've watched him pitch, but it just hasn't stuck.
That's good stuff. Thank you for having those prepared. I like that.
I thought this was like the Capitals, where you just like rapid fire, like bam, 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 bam. Like,
yeah, I had to do my homework on that one.
We're out of here. See you later. Thanks, sir.
Bye, Podcasaurus Adam.
Worst nickname of all time.
When you won't straight talk about Bene Agbayani and Prince of Muka Maka 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 Maka. Pickle.